Hello and welcome to my show, Nutrition for Health, Perfect Weight and Wellbeing on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. I'm Dora Walsh and I've been working in the field of natural and functional medicine for 14 years. I'm a qualified nutritionist and nutritional therapist, and I support my clients overcome their chronic health concerns like hormonal imbalances, digestive problems, chronic fatigue, autoimmune issues, skin concerns, low immunity, even long COVID. You can find out more about me on the internet, and you can also follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Well, this week, we're going to be talking about supporting brain health with nutrition and lifestyle medicine. You need to feed your brain to improve your concentration and your focus, to boost your brain power, and to enhance your mental energy. A lot of people don't realize that. So, this week's show is all about understanding how nutrition can really support the function of your brain so you can think more clearly, feel better, feel more mentally energetic and more focused. Maybe you feel unmotivated. Maybe you feel like you don't have much mental energy. Maybe your memory isn't as good as it was before. Well, nutrition can definitely help you, as well as a number of different lifestyle hacks that can really boost your brain power. Your brain functions best when it gets only premium fuel. So you need to eat high quality foods that contain lots of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. And this really nourishes your brain and protects it from oxidative stress. And the oxidative stress, that's the waste from the free radicals that can really damage our cells, especially cells of the brain, which we need to work at optimum capacity. So food and nutrients can really affect our neurons. These neurons are our brain cells, and unhealthy diets that are full of fat or sugar, poor in nutrient content, can lead to inflammation of the brain and can even inhibit the formation of new neurons. And this can affect how our brain works. That explains how important nutrition is for the function of our brain. It's a deep topic. We're going to be talking this week to Damien Byrne. He's the founder and CEO of Hux. It's an amazing company I've just learned about. And the website is www.huxhealth.com. They've developed some amazing supplements. Today, we're going to be talking about brain health, but they do have other supplements, although we're focusing on brain health because it's a big topic. You can follow them on Facebook on at Hux Health, on Instagram, Hux Health. On Twitter at Hux Health with capital HUX, and you can also find them on TikTok at huxhealth.com. Welcome, Damien. I'm so glad you're on the show.
Thank you, Dora. It's a pleasure to be here. Really appreciate it.
I really appreciate you coming on the show because I am very passionate about brain health in my practice. I've been doing this for a long time. I can see the effects of nutrition and nutrient intake, taking supplements, and how it contributes to the function of our brains. Now, we've got a good long interview today to talk about how nutrition and lifestyle medicine can really enhance our brain function. But before we go into that, tell me a bit about your interest in this area and how you came to start developing supplements to support people to have a better brain function.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks, Dora. I've been involved in the health industry for the last 20 years. To go back a step before that, I'm actually a failed athlete. My co-founder is a successful athlete, so that's the tension that we have in our relationship. But he was an ex Springboks, had played rugby for South Africa, and then was a captain of Saracens here in the UK. We've been friends for a long time, and when he retired, we're having a conversation about how complex, confusing it is, particularly for him coming out of being a professional athlete, really caring about his body, but having nutrition quite well sorted out for him, so he didn't have to think about it. Came into the normal world that we all live in. And being in a store and having to decipher the messages, work out what is effective, work out what is useful for his body, hugely confusing, even for someone that is quite knowledgeable. I came at it from a different aspect in terms of being involved in food manufacturing for the last 20 years. Started in the health industry at the start of the 2000s in Australia, now living in the UK, and saw the same thing. And so really the genesis of the business was for us to help people like us, help people like all of our, you know, friends that we interact with that are living busy lives, that want to take care of themselves, but want it to be an easier decision. So we really have been inspired to try and make complex nutrition simple, but also to make it quite engaging, to not make it as boring as a lot of other companies do, and try to make it much more effective than a lot of the products that we were seeing on the shelves. So that was really, I guess, the genesis of our company.
You're doing a whole broad range of different supplements to help in different areas, but I'm particularly interested, because we're talking about brain health, to hear about your interest as a company, as a person, in developing things like nootropics. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, for our business, we really wanted to be a, you know, a health supplement partner for people from the moment they wake up to when they go to sleep. One of the things that I've been inspired by in the last few years has been the conversation on mental health that has opened up from a psychological, behavioral, and emotional aspect. And I think the propensity for people to talk about things that have been impacting their mental health is fantastic in the last few years. In the I've spent quite a lot of time helping depression organizations and also mental health organizations around anti-suicide, like CALM here in the UK, Campaign Against Living Miserably. Very inspired by that, but then looking at my experience, I went, well, actually, I'd love for that conversation to progress into the foundation of your mental health and your mood stability, which is nutrition. And I think people are very familiar with the reason to get the right nutrition to fuel your body for exercise, or when they go to the gym, or when they go for a run. That also has benefits to mental health. I think the conversation is less known around the very specific nutrients that your brain needs in order to function at its best, for it to be healthy, and the role that that plays in your mood stability and emotional capacity for dealing with life. A very acute example of this is, you know, my mother suffers from dementia, and in trying to get deeper into understanding, one, that disease, which affects many people, and then two, you know, what are some of the natural ways of preventing the development of it, and also then ways that people can address their diet much earlier in their life in order to, you know, either completely avoid or have that as be something that doesn't hit them till they are much older. And so that was another combined reason to get, you know, much deeper, and for us to explore mental health in the form of nutrition and in the form of nootropics.
Just for our listeners, so they understand what nootropics, what this means, because we're going to see this term out more and more in the mainstream now. So nootropics could come down to supplements or even drugs, prescribed drugs, that are claimed to improve cognitive function or to promote relaxation, particularly for boosting mood and executive function, like attention, memory, creativity, and also motivation in healthy individuals. And I know this can be a real challenge for many people, especially since we've been through some hard times in the last few years. So I thought I'd highlight what nootropics are, because I know you mentioned that topic, and also because you have a product at Hucks called Nootropics. And so it's important for people to understand what that means, what it means to them. Going back to what you're saying about really understanding nutrition and how it can play such a massive role in supporting your mood and your mental stability, and getting that message out there, because people are well aware of what it does in sports nutrition or maybe even beauty nutrition, but it extends to everything. You also talked about ways of preventing Alzheimer's and reducing the chances of developing that. And I know that there's a lot of emerging evidence around that. What are your thoughts on the healthiest diet for brain before we talk into supplements and discuss that a bit more? And hopefully, what can we do to prevent Alzheimer's and boost our brain function from a nutritional perspective?
Yeah, I think from a nutritional perspective, you know, most people really struggle to have, and I completely understand why, you know, have the time to have a diet that is truly balanced and then provides them with essential nutrition across all the things that their body needs. And there's a whole multitude of reasons for that, which is why we're really focused on making sure that we were starting to create simple ways that people could incorporate that into their lives. Not as being meal replacements, everyone should still aim to have a very balanced diet, but this really, I guess, aims to plug the gaps in people's diet, or, you know, color in the parts that they might miss. There's a whole range of evidence around your foundational nutrition being incredibly important for your body, but incredibly important for your brain. I mean, you know, whilst it's only 2% of your weight, it takes up 20% of your energy, and there's some very particular nutrients that that your brain needs. Obviously, that's from a nutrition aspect, in addition to the more environmental aspects like exercise and getting fresh air and, you know, being around things that make you happy, you know, whatever that is, whether it's animals or a favorite interest or hobby. So there's a whole lot of environmental things that you can do to aid your brain health and your mental clarity and also your kind of, you know, mental acuity. But from a very specific nutrition perspective, I think you raise a great point. It's just not a common conversation. It's usually around exercise, and, you know, so much of your energy each day is expended through your brain, and it needs some specific nutrients.
Definitely. I would say that when I have clients come into my clinic and I want to support their brain, I do give them supplements, actually, because I know they're going to work and they're going to do it very quickly. But I like to look at the baseline diet first. And I'm always a big fan of an anti-inflammatory diet, because when you have inflammation, as I mentioned in this talk we're having, this can lead to brain inflammation, which can lead to certain symptoms like feeling mentally low or depression. And there's a lot of research backing that up now. I'm super keen on oily fish for people, complex carbohydrates, whole grains, and reducing sugar, because that just gives us a high and a low. And then we feel exhausted after, and we feel mentally low after we have sugar. And also cutting down on alcohol, because that's a real depressant. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there are a ton of things that you can do in your diet to give yourself the best chance of being healthy. Inflammation is a really interesting one, actually. You know, when we were looking at sleep, and it's not the topic of this talk, but when you mentioned inflammation, it kind of sparked me. You know, one of the reasons we don't sleep or we wake up during the night is because of inflammation in our body. You know, and so one of the ways to get a much deeper sleep, where you spend a longer time asleep and a longer time in REM and deep REM, is actually to remove the inflammation that's in your body. So it's not just about falling asleep, it's also about being able to stay asleep. You're spot on around sugar. I think alcohol is a very clear one. You know, around, everyone's had those times where they've had a couple too many drinks and they wake up with their liver trying to process the alcohol, and that's, you know, hugely disruptive to sleep. But there's a lot more insidious things that can happen throughout the day that can lead to that. So I completely agree with your point.
Yeah, I mean, this foundational diet of the anti-inflammatory is so important. I was interested to see what you said about people waking up in the night due to inflammation. It's really interesting, isn't it? And people don't realize that so many people are inflamed. The goal is always to be reducing inflammation as much as you can through your diet, through your lifestyle. And if you're waking up due to inflammation and your REM sleep is affected, then that's going to affect your brain function, isn't it? And how you feel and your decision making and your mental clarity.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There's a, I think people are hugely unaware of the underlying inflammation that exists throughout their whole body, at all times of the day. And anything we can do to avoid that is very necessary.
Sleep, low sugar, low alcohol, and really balancing the blood sugar so you don't have those peaks. Crops, loads and loads of multicolored vegetables, and also gut health is super important, because obviously this has a massive impact on the brain. There's a connection between the gut and the brain, and people don't realize that brain function is also dependent on gut function. So we have to kind of work on our underlying health. And then you also mentioned, Damien, the lifestyle factors, hobbies. You talked about exercise. Why should people be doing this? How can it affect their mental health?
I think that, I mean, there's a lot of studies, and I think you don't even need the studies. I think you just need to, you know it from yourself and how you feel, you know, without it needing to be proven to you via data, is that the benefit you get of being fresh, having fresh air and outside, the benefit of moving your body and the increased blood flow, the dopamine hit that you get, or the positive feeling, you know, that you feel after you've exercised, or even your connection to others, whether it's connection to an animal or connection to another person. You know, I think we are social animals, and we're also animals that are meant for movement, you know, and quite often the demands of the day or the demands of work can take us away from those two things. It can take us away from movement, and it can take us away from kind of social interaction, you know, outside of required work interaction. And so I think those two things are really, really important. One, how you move your body, and then two, how you feel part of a community. And, you know, anyway, those two things can be combined is hugely impactful for people.
Let's talk about nootropics. I mentioned before, these are supplements or drugs that improve cognitive function. They promote relaxation, supposedly. They can boost the mood and executive function. They can boost attention, memory, creativity, and also motivation in healthy individuals. This is what they're believed to do. And I know with Hucks that you do have a product that I picked up in the news, and I thought it looked amazing. It's called Nootropic for sharpened focus, increased energy, and brain health. And I looked at the ingredients, Damien, and I was really impressed because it had things in there that were very different to other products I've seen on the market that are supporting brain health and cognitive function. Can we run through some of these so that people can understand the benefits of these nutritional factors and natural products, and understanding how they could support their brain function and their clarity, etc.?
Absolutely, love to.
What I was most interested in, apart from a few other things, was lion's mane. And a lot of people probably won't know what that means, but nutritionists are really obsessed with these things. And actually, you know, I know I hear an Australian accent, and my lecturer when I was studying nutrition in London was Australian, and I always see them at the forefront of natural medicine. And she was obsessed with mushrooms, and it was a long time ago, and we didn't hear too much about medicinal mushrooms. But medicinal mushrooms, there are loads of different types, and lion's mane is just one of them, which has some very beneficial functions. But can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah, I think there's a real, and deservedly so, a real movement in the mushroom space at the moment, to your point. You know, it is becoming very popular, and I'm pleased to see that. Lion's mane specifically, I think, is a really wonderful mushroom with a whole range of benefits. You know, there is there's many studies showing its ability to improve cognition, to reduce anxiety, to increase focus. But, you know, one of the real reasons that we were passionate about having in our product is the ability for it to increase neurogenesis, or that essentially, you know, to help repair and regenerate brain cells. And so that function in itself has many links to having improvement around illnesses like dementia and Alzheimer's, but really even outside of anyone that is, you know, ill or suffers from those things, the ability to protect your brain cell and then to regenerate through this through the benefit of lion's mane, especially it has quite a large impact in the hippocampus in the brain. And so it was absolutely not negotiable for us that we would put lion's mane mushroom in our nootropics for, you know, those reasons and more.
You're absolutely right. With neurogenesis, regeneration, new neurons, we used to think that the brain couldn't regenerate, but we know now that it can. So if you can repair and regenerate brain cells, then, you know, you can function at a very much higher level. And this can address brain aging. And I know nutritionists that use it, people that are depressed and low, they use it for mental health, etc. So it's an amazing product, and it's a totally natural product. That's what I love about it. It's not synthetic.
No, not at all. I mean, completely, you know, we use a lion's mane extract, but, you know, completely extracted from the fungi. So it's a fully natural ingredient.
We're going to be back in a moment. Talk a lot more about nootropics and the importance of nutrition and lifestyle medicine for brain health and cognition after a few messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on UK Health Radio on my show, Nutrition for Health, Perfect Weight and Wellbeing. We're talking to Damien Byrne, founder and CEO of Hucks. You can find out more about them on www.huckshealth.com, and you can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and also on TikTok. Now, Damien, we're talking about nootropics, brain health, nutrition to support brain function, brain health. We were just talking about lion's mane, a wonderful natural mushroom that can really support function of the brain. And I'd love to talk about some of the other nutrients that are very supportive in brain health. And one of the ones I picked up from your product was ginkgo biloba. And I'm very interested in this product because I know, for example, a lot of my clients, some of them are elderly. And when they tell me that they're feeling a bit slower, et cetera, I always think about ginkgo biloba because it's great for boosting that brain function. But can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. You know, again, another natural product that comes from the, you know, the biloba leaf. But the reason that we decided to put this in the nootropics is, really to your point around blood flow to the brain. So encouraging blood flow to the brain, knowing that that to your point, across time, blood flow can decrease in particular areas of your body and especially to the brain. And so we're really concerned around the properties that that ginkgo biloba has around increasing your cerebral blood flow. It has many other benefits as well. It can also act as an antioxidant. But yeah, that was probably the primary reason for us to include it, was all around blood flow.
I love this because, you know, with nutrition, we're not only thinking about the nutrients that are going to build the brain function and support the workings of the brain, but we also have to think about getting them up there. And the blood carries everything around the body. And if you have low blood pressure or your arteries aren't working well, they're getting older, heart isn't pumping as well, then it's really good to benefit from something that is going to enhance that blood flow to the extremities. So it's going to go to the brain. It will also go to other extremities. I was reading a book. I read a lot all the time because I'm always looking to improve myself, see how I can support my clients. And there's a lot of scientific stuff coming out that I need to keep abreast of. But in some conditions, they will operate on people when they think they've got reduced blood flow to the brain. They found if you can boost it in other ways, then this could be just as good. And it's not so invasive. But if we get that circulation going, then we get those nutrients up to the brain, you feel fresher, oxygen up to the brain, and things work better. And I guess it's the same with exercise as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's in the same way that your muscles need oxygen and energy through blood flow in order to perform well, so does your brain in to be able to make clear decisions or to, you know, to think, you know, to act. So, it's actually it's the exact same premise, but obviously for a different outcome.
Yeah. Now, what is your favorite component of this supplement, the nootropic supplement by Hubs, because you've got some amazing ones in there that I'd love to go through. But what one do you think is one of the most effective within your supplement?
Probably the one that is not included in many nootropics, but in our view is fundamentally important to brain health is citicoline. So we have a branded version of citicoline, which is called Cognizant in our product. This is a clinically proven ingredient. There's actually some really interesting information on the Cognizant website, for your listeners to research if this conversation sparks an interest and they want to learn more, which is Cognizant, CognizIn.com. But it's a really wonderful ingredient. It is a naturally occurring ingredient. This is a supplement version of that. And it performs many tasks, increases blood flow, like we said before, also strengthens the cell structure within the brain. But quite crucially, it helps neurotransmitters within the brain to communicate, to each other, which really helps in mental processing, focus and attention, and also, long-term cognitive health. There's a lot to say on this ingredient. There's a ton of studies behind it. This is one of the ingredients that I came across originally, actually, from my mother was prescribed it when she was diagnosed with dementia as to really being able to help. One of the basis of dementia is the neurotransmitters not communicating effectively to each other, quite simply put. And so discovering this through one of the doctors in her treatment, I just went deeper and deeper and deeper into the product, was able to learn even more about it through the Cognizant business. And we thought it was absolutely fundamental to include within brain health.
It's fantastic that people are being prescribed this now. Was that in Australia?
It was, yes. It is, yeah, yes.
We're so advanced in knowing, what the new products are and how they're going to make a difference to people, clinical difference, aren't they?
Really are, yeah. I mean, I didn't realise how advanced Australia was actually on health. You don't really realise when you live there until you move away or you travel or you experience more in different parts of the world. But particularly quite advanced, particularly in this aspect. I think it is natural for doctors and within medicine in generally to really just treat the symptoms they're seeing and then treat that outcome in an acute way rather than looking back to some of the preventative things, which I think is the reason why nutrition needs focus, is because there's so many things that nutrition can do to prevent you from becoming ill or suffering from a lot of these diseases.
Definitely. Nutrition is the answer, is the prevention to all these chronic diseases that people think away from too early. And then there's so much we can do. And even if you haven't been looking after yourself and you get older, you can still reverse a lot of damage. But obviously, the sooner you start, the better, because then you prevent it happening in the first place. You also have the B vitamins in there. I always rate the B vitamins, especially B12, because it's great for energy. And so many people are deficient in B12, especially because there's a lot of new vegans out there. I get them coming. If you don't do veganism very, very carefully, it can be really tricky for your health. And I'm not making any judgment on veganism, but many people, even non-vegans, can become deficient in B12. And then this does affect the nervous system and the brain function, the mental acuity. And you can actually make you feel, I know that actually lack of good nutrition can reduce your IQ. I know for a fact. So I love the fact that you've got B6, B3 and B12 in there. Is that why you put them in there?
Yeah, we really wanted to include. I mean, I think, anything focused on brain health would be very lucky if it didn't have some B group vitamins in there. As you said, we put B3, B5, B6, B12 for the reasons that you just mentioned. B12, probably the most well-known of those. as you rightly said, you know, many people that are, and I myself try to live and have a much more plant-based diet. Many people that that subscribe to that are deficient in B12. And it really is fundamental for, you know, brain energy, as you said before, mental acuity, you know, and the ability to have mental cognition, but also mental processing. So, yeah, that was our reason for including it. B3 is also great for the nervous system. B6 around, you know, helping to regulate hormonal activity. So there's a whole suite of benefits, I think, that B group vitamins have that, I guess, particularly B12. Yeah. Traditionally, you would have got through meat or fish or dairy, but, you know, just not that common in people's diet anymore.
Yeah, people are really cutting down, but they need to be aware because it's hard to get B12 from plant sources. There are only a few, and often those plant sources of B12 are analogs and they're not well recognized by the body. So I think anybody that's going plant-based needs to supplement. They need to think about their brain health. And then often that's when I see them coming to me when they're not feeling well, and I know what I need to do to get them back on track. But it's great you've got those in there because obviously they support the nervous function, the nervous system, and the functioning of the brain, the processing, as you say. Now, I notice you've got also an amino acid, L-theanine. I don't think many people know about it. I kind of know about it a bit because I study nutrition. What made you put this in there?
Really is pretty interesting ingredient. When it wasn't until getting quite deep in the formulation here that that I actually came across it as well, and then started to learn more about it. Very powerful in terms of being able to improve mood, also improve attention. But one of the areas that I found most compelling is around the role that it plays in helping you focus. Especially when it is paired with caffeine, there is a multiplying benefit. So there's a lot of studies that have shown that, you know, when you do control groups, you do placebo effect, you do, you know, placebo plus theanine, L-theanine. And then if you do L-theanine paired with caffeine and you have it in the ratio, a 2-to-1 ratio, what happens there is a lot of people have caffeine and then they experience jitters or then they have a crash afterwards. This theanine and caffeine combination really helps the release of that energy to be slower and more controlled, and has a really multiplying benefit in people's ability to focus and attention, which leads to ability to problem solve. It does have an impact on IQ. But yeah, quite a wonderful ingredient that, you know, I have only come across in the last 2 years as we've, you know, been developing these products.
I wanted to ask you about the caffeine because I thought, well, actually everyone knows that, you know, when you have a coffee, it does give you a bit of a boost. So then when I used to do my exams and I'd have a few strong coffees before, I know it doesn't sound very good, I'd also have like chewing gum as well just to get my circulation to my brain. But you know that, but then the effect is short-lived. But by the sounds of it, when you're combining that with L-theanine, which I've always seen as quite a calming amino acid, it sounds like you're enhancing the benefit of the caffeine and you're not getting somebody to the point where they're feeling nervous because they've taken caffeine as part of a supplement. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, it basically has a balancing effect. Mm-hmm. So the theanine, as you rightly point out, you know, has a relaxing, calming impact. The caffeine does, you know, allow the energy and the combination of the two in the right ratio does allow for this kind of sustained energy release. So, you know, my day would consist normally of, you know, of having a nootropics product, you know, kind of mid-morning. And what I notice is that my attention, my focus, and then my mental cognition right through the day to 6 p.m. or whatever when I finish is still strong, and actually particularly without the need to kind of dip into that 3 p.m. snacking to, you know, get the energy back up. Whereas when I don't have it, I do feel, you know, 2, 3 p.m., I'm starting to fatigue, you know, mentally fatigue. And so it's this sustained release. It actually came into quite prominent with gamers, people playing video games, because this would then allow them to concentrate for a longer period of time, but then still maintain the level of dexterity and kind of like speed of mental processing that you need to be a gamer. I'm not a gamer, but, you know, obviously applied to a different realm in, you know, work or life or whatever you're doing.
I think this can be applied to so many realms of work or life, especially information workers and even cab drivers or lorry drivers.
Absolutely.
Driving all day. And I'm thinking, when I think about having to do that, because I'm not so keen on driving, I like driving around town, but when I have to go long distances, it's very hard to concentrate, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely.
On a motorway, it's really, I find it much harder on a motorway long distance, which often you have to do when you have to go and see family or you're traveling, compared to around the town, which is more stimulating. So do you think this could help drivers?
Absolutely. I mean, because you know, as we said before, it does, if you have a coffee or you have I think when you have a coffee or when you have high amounts of sugar, what's quite unhelpful is the very quick energy release and then the crash that happens afterwards. And so I think what is much more helpful for people is a sustained energy release, which is a slower form of energy release, you know, but it is more sustained and then allows you to have that improved concentration and improved focus for a longer period of time.
Yeah, otherwise you are going to be snacking all day, thinking you're hungry. You probably are hungry because your blood sugar is going up and down if you haven't eaten well, but sometimes it's just because you didn't get that energy up to the brain, so you're reaching out for a sugary snack, which is just going to give you a roller coaster, when really if you function and you focus on the fundamentals of good nutrition and some supplementation, you can ride that wave. And it isn't good to be snacking all the time. We should actually be able to sustain our energy throughout the whole day, shouldn't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've seen it in myself, you know, I'm definitely not perfect. I've done that too. Like I have got to, you know, an afternoon sometimes I've not had the right nutrition through the day, and you're constantly searching for these hits of energy that are really short-lived and ultimately really don't make you feel good. I mean, they make you feel good for a very short period of time and then they make you feel quite bad. And then you need to have another hit. I think that's quite unhelpful for the body to swing it up and down so violently throughout the day.
Yeah, it's really detrimental, because with this constant sugar hit, you're creating inflammation, which as we want to avoid, because we want to enhance health and brain health. Inflammation is not going to help that. And if you're stimulating your insulin all the time, which is the hormone that is released when we eat, and you're eating all day like a cow, we're not meant to be like cows eating all day, then, you know, this isn't actually good, because you're constantly stimulating this hormonal cascade, which leads to inflammation, which leads to weight gain, which then leads to inflammation again. And that's no good for our well-being, our mental health, our brain function. And it's a never-ending cycle. So the more that we can just focus on getting those right nutrients in, everything works better. It's all a cycle, isn't it?
Absolutely. You're spot on.
Now, one more nutrient. Tell me about one more nutrient in this mix, and then I want to ask you a few other questions.
Absolutely. I think the other one that I think is kind of interesting is bacopa. You know, again, you know, it's a very natural ingredient, comes from plants, can act as an antioxidant. But really, I think one of the parts that I've been most impressed with in learning more about bacopa is around its ability to increase nerve cell length, you know, so increasing the branching of nerve cells. And I guess quite simply, you know, as those nerve cells become longer, you know, that is enabling us to increase our capacity to learn. Really quite a wonderful natural ingredient that, again, I haven't seen in many health products, but was a, you know, one that we wanted to make sure we included in ours.
It's pretty new. People don't really know about it. I think with brain health, most people just think omega-3 oils, which, by the way, are fantastic, but it takes more than that. That is one thing that we should think about. And all of these things that you have in there, which make a wonderful mix, are pretty new to the market. So it's good to get the message out there that there are other things that we can do. Definitely, I say to people, take the fish oils, because that is fundamental. Your brain is made out of fat, but you also need other things. And so the Bacopa, I think it's called Bacopa Monnieri, isn't it?
That's correct.
It's wonderful. And I did, because I do get sent so many different supplements, I have tried it and it does work. So in terms of really allowing the nerve cells to branch out, that enhances the communication in the brain, between the hemispheres of the brain. And so that obviously for learning, that's amazing. So I can imagine this sounds like it would be great for students that are doing their finals or studying their degrees or studying other things.
Absolutely. And almost anyone, I mean, you know, I find throughout the course of any day, you're kind of constantly learning or looking. If you're curious, you know, you're constantly learning, and the capacity to pick up new things can become, you know, harder as you get older. And so the more chances you can give yourself to be in the best position to do that, I think the better.
This is such a good point, because I see a tremendous loss in confidence in people that are getting older, because they think, oh, I'm not going to go for that new job because I'm going to have to learn something new. And it's such an effort to learn something new. It's a stress on the body, and they don't feel confident that they can do something different or challenge themselves. And this is when really people start to age in their mindset. But because it's sometimes because their brain is aging, their body's aging, and they don't have that energy to feel that they could take on new challenges or do something else. But I think the more that we can rejuvenate the cells of the body, and cells are changing all the time according to the information and the nutrition we give them, we can actually get them to work a lot better, so that people at any stage of life can feel that they can learn, they can take on new challenges, and that they can take on stresses, because we're all exposed to stress. We're never going to be away from it. But the better that the body is working, the better that the brain and the nervous system is working, the better that we can deal with all of those demands, all those multitasking things we have to do as we go along. And we can even do better in our careers. You can have the confidence to feel, oh, I can do this. I can take on a new challenge. What are your thoughts?
I completely agree. You know, I think there are so many things that nutrition provides you. And I think the link between nutrition and confidence is a very fundamental one. Because it, to your point, it when you feel good, also if you are giving your body the best chance to be able to learn or receive new information or process that information, I think that has a multiplying benefit of then providing more confidence to learn more or to be more curious and to then try new things. And then the reverse is true. If your nutrition is not great, it can, you know, it can lead to the opposite.
I've seen that with kids, you know, with learning difficulties, sometimes where they come and they have ADHD. I don't think your product is for kids, but I'm just kind of make a point. They have ADHD or they have learning difficulties. And I start to strip back their diet to make it healthier so they get the fundamental nutrition. And then I start to put in the vitamins and the minerals and the fish oils and get them working on the lifestyle. And I see an amazing difference without having to medicate in any other mainstream way. And I'm not criticizing people that do that. You can see the difference in that child that understands how the child moves on in school, is starting to be able to learn to read or to communicate or to make contact. And this is because we've given that child what it needs, and given them the nutrients, those calming, those B vitamins that are going to support the nervous system, those amino acids that are going to provide the building blocks for the brain. The brain is also protein. So it all works together. And I'm so passionate and so great to have people like yourself on the show to put the message out there that we can change how our brains work. We can support ourselves. There are solutions out there through your diet, through your lifestyle, through intelligent supplementation, can make a difference. And you don't have to accept feeling low or not being able to take in new information, etc. So it's great to have this information out there. What kind of feedback are you getting from your supplements in terms of people that have tried? Did you do a clinical study or test it out on yourselves, on your family?
Yeah, I mean that's probably the most heartwarming part is when you spend a couple of years in development of these products, then you start to introduce them to the world. Yeah, we spent the last 18 months having it tested through family and friends and a broader sample group so that we could make sure we could iterate the product, get reviews, get feedback before we made it available to the wider public. We're getting some really incredible and wonderful reviews back, and everything from people feeling like they've been able to, I mean, people say more emotive things around, being able to unlock their A game, or that they have then felt much more present, either at work or personally, with their partner or their family, their kids. People have, as I said before, found that they're not snacking as often in the afternoon because their energy is not dipping, like you said. It's not a roller coaster for them. Finding people, comment about, incredible increases in productivity as a result of being on it. They've then stepped away actually from consuming as much coffee, or as much sugar, because they're not looking for these hits of energy. And then even more, I guess, fundamentally, people just feeling a sense of either calm or a sense of overall, well-being from some of our other products are much more geared around gut health or, nutrition that helps with skin, that, these are more physical manifestations that people are seeing a lot of impact from. But specifically on mental health, I think there is an in-day benefit that you see around focus and clarity and energy to all the points that we've just made. And then there's also this kind of, placebo in the day, but long range benefit of knowing that you are providing the nutrients that your brain needs that is going to provide you long term mental health or brain health. And there is a comfort, I think, that comes from that, knowing that you're doing something good and productive for, the most vital part of your body.
This is so inspirational. Now we'll be back to talk a lot more about the supplements, the HUC supplements, specifically the nootropic supplements, and after a few messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer, life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on UK Health Radio on my show, Nutrition for Health, Perfect Weight and Wellbeing, talking to Damien Byrne this week, founder and CEO of HUC. You can find out more about them on huckshealth.com. Now, Damien, we're coming to the end of our interview now. So if people want to order the supplements, they want to try the nootropics products or some of your other products, I know you have protein powders and superfoods, etc. They just get that off your website?
Absolutely can. Yeah, they can get off the website at huckshealth.com. We have a range of products there which are available for one-time purchase or on subscription. And for any of your listeners, if they put in my personal discount code of DB30, that's DB30, then they'll get 30% off their first order.
Oh, that's fantastic. So 30% off the first order with the discount code DB30. So is that the main place to get the supplements, the best place, or do you have any other distributors that are doing the supplements, or this is the best place?
This is the best place, yes. We've got some retailers that are coming on board, so we'll be launching into Planet Organic in November. But for the moment, the easiest place for all your listeners to get it is at our website at huxhealth.com.
Well, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show this week. We really appreciate it here at UK Health Radio. It's a wonderful story, product development and doing something to really make a difference to people. I know you've been influenced by your situation, your family, so that's really heartwarming as a story. And I'm sure our listeners have been really inspired and will want to find out more about what you're doing. And hopefully you'll come on the show again in the future.
I'd love that, Dora. Thank you. I've really enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you so much.